Rob Murray here with our Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert. Transportation, parking, and everything that goes along with it is something that we should be preparing ourselves to be having a big conversation about.
Big changes in Canmore this year because we're getting local transit. Transportation is such a huge topic. It's really important council be clear about what their political vision and their vision for the community is in the long run. And I think that as a community, Canmore should be preparing itself this year, 2016, to be talking about our downtown parking.
In fact, that's something I believe Andy Asarte was chatting with Canmore Council about.
The presentation was about, these are the projects on the books.
What are some of the projects they're looking at?
Other than local transit, we have a redesign of Railway Avenue. The way Railway Avenue is now is not the final product. It's kind
really?
Of, it's been a little mishmash. You know, we got an intersection right out here that doesn't work or communicate well.
Yeah, and two people trying to turn left, like one from the Nutter's parking lot, the other going from Main to Railway. That's like, I don't even understand how that works sometimes.
Yep. The access to Elevation Place, because they knew that we would be talking about Railway Ave's overall design in the future, there was no intersection put there with lights.
And have you tried to turn left on a Saturday afternoon from Elevation Place out of that parking lot?
I don't turn left, Rob. I only turn right. Other ones are a design of the street from the Bow River Bridge to the intersection in Main Street where the Wood is and Mountain Juice Cafe.
Right. And they're putting a set of lights up right there, aren't they?
A set of lights right there. But a really big project is looking at parking in the downtown. There's a little house on 9th Street beside Arts Place that is the lantern making workshop.
Right.
Is owned by the town of Canmore. They're going to demolish that house and take that lot and expand the parking lot that's adjacent to it, adding about 20 more parking stalls. A little birdie told me that the wonderful people at the beautiful Sacred Heart Catholic Church will be opening their parking lot for public use as well, once signage has arrived to make it clear to people that on Sundays for church service, parking's reserved for the congregation.
Oh, nice.
Administration is working with the Downtown Business Association on a parking strategy. And this is a discussion where we're going to be talking about how long should you park and paid parking.
What I found interesting in the article is that paid parking is not off the table in Canmore.
I think that it shouldn't be off the table until there's a political discussion at that strategic level with council. This is a really big conversation that's going to be happening. And I think it needs to be in backs of people's minds, not to be overly reactionary, but it's going to be more uncomfortable to use your car. That's the political direction we've been heading in. And so if that frustrates you, this is an opportunity this year to understand it and to provide input. For me, I've really enjoyed getting a bike last year and using my bike to get to work instead of driving in the summer when there's so many cars and so many people in the downtown. Parking is easy. And that's what they want. And once we get local transit, because we're not going to be able to fit the cars of all the people who want to be downtown in the downtown in the summer without changing some of the way we do things. So parking is not just a Banff topic.
Although if a group does come out in opposition to paid parking in Canmore, Canmore Residents Against Paid Parking.
Crap!
Best acronym ever.